The Glories of Eid al-Fitr. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and heartiest congratulations to you all on the auspicious day of Eid al-Fitr. May God Almighty accept our prayers, fasting, and all other acts of worship of the blessed month of Ramadan. Before we present you an exclusive feature on this occasion, here is a passage worth pondering upon. O people, indeed, this day of yours is the day when the righteous are awarded and the wretched are losers. It is a day which is similar to the one on which you shall be standing before your Lord. Therefore, when you come out of your homes to go to places of your prayer, remind yourselves about the day when your souls shall come out of your bodies to go to your Lord. When you stand on places of your prayer, remind yourselves of your standing in presence of your Lord on the day of judgment. And when you return to your homes after prayer, remind yourselves about your returning to your homes in paradise. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of a famous sermon on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, which the faithful celebrate at the end of the blessed fasting month of Ramadan as thanksgiving to the Lord Most High for having given yet another opportunity to partake of the spiritual delights of the divine banquet. It was delivered during the special Eid al-Fitr prayer by no less a personality than the barometer of belief, the leader of the pious, the epitome of eloquence, the gateway of wisdom, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, the divinely designated heir of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Eid al-Fitr is thus the icing to the cake of Ramadan, and no one understands this better than those who, in obedience to God's commandment in the Holy Quran and as practically shown by the Prophet and his infallible household, had not just fasted in this month by giving up food, drinks, and other lawful pleasures during the daylight hours, but engaged themselves in acts of welfare and charity amongst families and friends as part of efforts to build morally upright societies. Perhaps those who had indulged in the cardinal sin of not fasting during the month of Ramadan in spite of being able to do so and never cared to repent and seek forgiveness in the court of the All-Merciful Lord may turn a deaf ear to these bezels of wisdom and consequently bear the dire consequences of their folly when their tarnished souls leave their wretched bodies. The faithful, however, whatever the circumstances, including the adversaries of harsh weather and economic difficulties, never give up fast during the brief life of the transient world and as a result are rewarded with the bliss of paradise. Imam Ali, peace upon him, whose immortal aphorism that whenever a person hasn't committed a sin, it is a day of Eid, that is rejoicing for him or her, has further said in Eid al-Fitr sermon, O servants of Allah, indeed the minimum reward for those men and women who fasted during Ramadan is an angel who calls out to them on the last day of the month of Ramadan saying, O servants of Allah, rejoice at the glad tidings that all your previous sins have been forgiven. As indicated by the word fêtre, the aid starts with the giving of a special alms to the poor, known as fêtre or fêtrier, made up of 3.5 kilograms of a staple diet, such as wheat, rice, barley or date, or its equivalent in money. This is another wonderful example of the spirit of universal brotherhood in Islam, which strives to uplift the status of the poor sections of the society so that the message of aid could equally be enjoyed by all classes of people. In Tehran and other cities, boxes for collecting this special alms are placed at major intersections so as to enable the faithful to fulfill this obligation before or at the time of the special Eid al-Fitr prayer. In Iran, which unlike the highly flawed systems of monarchy, military rule or liberal democracy, is governed by the dynamic laws of Islam, the Eid al-Fitr prayer is led in the capital Tehran by the country's highest religious and political personality, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. As a humble servant of the Prophet and the infallible Imams, he is blessed with a deep insight and is fully aware of the domestic, regional, and international issues. He delivers his sermons to awaken public conscience at home and abroad, and the audiences listen with rapt attention. The Eid al-Fitr prayer sermons of the leader and other qualified ulema are thus a golden opportunity for the masses to strengthen their faith or rectify their behavior by returning to the path of God and at the same time become better aware of the dangers threatening the homeland and the Muslim Ummah in view of the plots of the great Satan, the U.S., and its devilish hordes, including the illegal Zionist entity. Unfortunately, this year's Ramadan witnessed bitter and tragic incidents in the Zionist-usurped Muslim land of Palestine, where sanctity of the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque was desecrated by forces of the Israeli regime and the murderous gangs of Jews from other parts of the world who have illegally migrated to the occupied Islamic holy city of Beit al-Muqaddas. These faithless forces attacked the fasting Muslims, praying and supplicating to God Almighty in the blessed month of Ramadan inside the premises of Islam's third holiest site. As a result, scores of Palestinian men and women, including the elderly, were injured and hundreds of others were detained and imprisoned. These barbaric acts of racism and terrorism are openly supported by the U.S., In Nigeria, during the peaceful rally on the occasion of the World Quds Day on April 14th in the capital Abuja, the military forces, instead of supporting the protest for liberation of Palestine, fired upon their own citizens, martyring some innocent persons and injuring several others, much to the delight of the U.S. and the fabricated regime of Israel. Let us pray to God Almighty to deliver the Muslims from such calamities and the satanic plots of the Americans, the Zionists, and their devilish agents who are destabilizing the whole world. Amen. Hear what Imam Ali, peace upon him, has said in concluding passage of his famous Eid al-Fitr sermon. Remember Allah so that He may remember you, for indeed He remembers those who remember Him, and beseech Allah for His mercy and grace, for indeed He does not disappoint those who supplicate to Him.